Good afternoon, everyone. Nate Dickinson with you here on KATE 1450. We're talking sports, and this time girls hockey, as there are a couple of Albert Lea seniors from last year who are going to be continuing their hockey careers at the college level, but also doing it together up at New England College. We have Caitlin Steven and Mia Fjellsta, a couple of captains from last season's Albert Lea girls hockey team, with us over the phone right now. Guys, I'm sure it's been weird for you, just like it's been weird for everyone, but I want to ask before we get going, what have you guys been up to over these last few months when you haven't been able to go outside for the first part of it and do much? But also, what's the situation like with New England? Are you guys going to be able to go out to campus at any point soon? Are you in communication with the team about what's going on? What's the situation there?
So I have been pretty much working the whole summer. I worked at Good Sam, so I've been keeping busy with that and trying to stay as active as I possibly could. And for the college, we're leaving next weekend, actually. So the 15th, we're headed out there. And the team has been really inclusive of us. So we know pretty much everyone that's going out there. We had like a little summer kind of explain who you are, what you do, and like fun facts about you. So we've gotten to know pretty much the whole team through that.
And was that all over kind of video conferences and Zooms like everything else has been?
Yeah, we did a couple, like, Zoom, like, tours, I guess you could say, and, like, kind of what the campus is going to be like. And then for the team, we actually have GroupMe, which is convenient because that's what we used last year, and we kind of just been emailing together.
Okay. So I guess I want to get the timeline right before we go any further into it. When exactly do you guys make the decisions to go to New England together? I know you guys signed the letters more recently, but was this before quarantine and COVID and all that you guys actually committed?
No. We decided probably mid-June that we were going there, and then just went from there.
Okay.
And texted coaching.
How weird was that, kind of going through the later part of a recruitment and not being able to actually, like you said, go to the place you wanted to go to and have to do everything virtually through phone lines and virtual tours and stuff like that?
They had good, like, virtual tours of, like, the girls' hockey program and, like, the things that they had there, as well as, like, the campus, like, amenities and stuff that they have there. But it was kind of tough not being able to see the campus in person and, like, the town that it's in and what they have there.
Well, we'll get to New England more in a little bit. I want to start by going back and asking just about the history with you guys together. How long have you known each other, and how long have you been playing hockey together?
Well, I think we've known each other since we were, like, in U10, U12 area, and we've been playing together ever since then. So, like, how many years? 7 years.
So you guys met playing hockey?
Yeah.
Okay. At what point did it kind of start to come together, the idea that you could keep playing together after high school, too? I mean, you guys were forces on the Albert Lea team. You were both voted captains last season. That speaks for itself. But when did you guys kind of start thinking about maybe being able to play together past high school?
Actually, when the coach reached out to us, because I know Mark, I think Mark is the one that, like, set it up, like, kind of sent them our way. And then they both, like, the coach messaged both of us, and then we kind of figured, like, oh, that would be kind of sick to play hockey together past high school.
And when was this? When was the first reach out from a coach?
Like, February, January, I can't remember. Towards more of, like, the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. What had the other propositions been for you guys going into this? Like, how close did it get to you, both of you, not ending up at the same spot together, maybe one going to play hockey somewhere else or do something else? And how close was it to this not actually happening?
It was pretty close. Like, I was set on just going to Mankato and not playing, and I think Mia was just kind of still thinking. She didn't really know where she wanted to go, and then it just took one of us to say, hey, I think I'm going out here, for the other one to be like, okay, well, let's go together.
Was it a hard choice for you guys, or was it once one made the decision, or whoever made the decision first, were the two of you kind of in on it from the start?
Yeah, I think Caitlin told me, like, she's like, I think I want to go here, and then it didn't take much for me to be like, that would be awesome if we went there together.
Mm-hmm. So how do you think this will help with you guys adjusting not just to being in college in a faraway place at New England, but also being on a hockey team now with a bunch of girls who don't know each other or are still just getting to know each other, and being two people who have been together for so long, as you mentioned, ever since the 10, 12-year-old teams?
Yeah, I think it would help because, like, if it was just one of us going there, it would be one person in a completely different world. But whereas you have two people, it's like, well, hey, I know her, so that way we can, like, help each other and everything without having to have that awkward phase of not knowing who they are.
Now, hockey's a long way away, and I feel hesitant to even talking about college sports right now with everything going on, but I do want to ask a little bit about the on-the-ice stuff. Now, I'm trying to remember and was trying to remember going in. Do you guys play on the same line in the winter when you guys were playing together?
Yeah.
Or did Coach split you guys up?
Yep, we were on the same line.
All right. I don't know what the coaches at New England have talked to you about, but are there hopes of being able to play actually together on the ice next to each other again?
I hope so. They haven't really said much about lines, so I think they're waiting till, like, you know, they see how we actually play. But I think it would be really cool if we could stick together on that same line, since we already have that chemistry.
Yeah, so, I mean, we talked a little bit about how little you've seen of New England, but how much have the coaching staff and all that seen of you? What do they get to see from you guys?
Well, I know one coach said that she's watched, like, our huddle videos, and I think that's the closest they could get, because obviously it's a long ways to travel from New Hampshire to Minnesota. But I think that's really much all they've seen of us, was our huddle videos and the games that we've played on there.
You said you guys leave next weekend, and again, Caitlin, Steven, and Mia Fielsta both headed to New England College to play hockey here on KATE. You leave next weekend. What are some things that you're going to have to do before you leave Albert Lea? What's like the bucket list for you guys to check off before you head off?
Say goodbye to the rest of our teammates, because I'm going to miss those girls.
Well, it'll certainly be a lot of fun following you guys, and I know all the girls back here will be following you throughout the college careers as well. And you guys will be back soon. No worries about that, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas. It seems to come back at you a bit quicker than you thought it would, and I'm sure you'll enjoy the first few months out there in college before you get back here at Albert Lea again. Girls, we're hoping you're at least playing hockey this winter again. Fingers crossed with everything that's going on right now. But we know that whenever you do get out on the ice, you'll be repping Albert Lea well. And thanks again for taking some time to talk to us here before you head out. Again, Caitlin, Steven, and Mia Fielsta joining us for a few minutes here on KATE Radio. Both of them headed to New England College to play girls hockey.